Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the A1 Content Services Podcast. My name is John, and today we're going to find out if you can make money on Instagram. I would say one of the coolest things about the internet over the last 10 to 15 years is all the different ways that an individual or a business could use it to make money for themselves. And today we're going to talk about ways that Meta is rolling out different options for creators in the United States that they can make money on their Instagram account. Back in January, Instagram accounts, unlimited Instagram accounts were given the option for subscriptions. And you might have seen things like this already on YouTube and Twitch and those types of places where you can offer your listeners or your watchers, your viewers, a subscription option where they would get then exclusive content for a set number of dollars per month or whatever. That gives you, as the creator or a business owner, an option to make a little bit of money from those subscriptions. At the same time, it also requires you to make double the content, so you need to keep that in mind. It's not a terrible thing, but you're not going to share the same content with your regular followers that you would with the subscribers, of course. So making sure that you at least have some exclusive content that makes sense to your viewers before you go ahead and enable the subscriptions. You want to be able to give them something on a regular basis or make it worthwhile for them to pay for a subscription to your account. And one of the coolest things about the subscriptions on Instagram is that it's reoccurring every month. So as long as the person does not cancel the subscription and lose your exclusive content, you can count on a set number of dollars coming from your subscriptions each month. So as long as you're in the United States, a creator in the United States, you'll be able to check and see if you're eligible for the subscriptions. You would just go to your Instagram app, click on the professional dashboard, and if you're eligible, if your account's eligible, you'll see an option there for your subscriptions to set it up and to get things going. Once you have the subscriptions for your exclusive content enabled, you'll be able to create live streams, stories. You're going to get badges, posts, reels, group chats, broadcast channels, all of the many options you already have on your Instagram account, but you can create exclusive content just for your subscribers. So, and from inside that subscription option, you can then promote your subscriptions through your Instagram stories. You put a little sticker on the story. You're promoting a specific video or whatever kind of content you're creating. And then with that sticker, users that tap on it will be sent right to the subscription page. So then you can kind of funnel all the subscribers or the non-subscribers to the subscription page and possibly grow your audience that way. And just like every other subscription option, those that are subscribing get a little badge next to their name in the comment section when they're commenting on your posts and things like that. So they get to, you know, pat themselves on the back for supporting a creator that has cool exclusive content that's awesome enough for them to pay for. So that's just one way that you can make money with your Instagram account. Let's just take a look at a couple others. If you've been on TikTok at all, then you probably noticed the live streams that are promoted on there and the fact that the users that get to watch those live streams also reward the content creator with gifts. And that's the next thing we're talking about here. Instagram had just rolled out a gifts feature. It's for select accounts in the United States. I'm sure they're just testing it for now, but it's real similar. Users can, you know, basically send you a digital gift to show their appreciation. This is going to go on Reels, so similar to TikTok, of course. And the gifts will be paid for. The user will use their real money. They'll buy stars, and then they'll take those stars and they can buy the gifts. And when you're presented with a gift from a user or a viewer on your account, then you receive a cut of that, whatever the user spent to send it. So very similar to TikTok, and of course, it's only, you know, eligible accounts, and Instagram is not going to tell us anybody, you know, how much of a cut the creators are getting. So by looks at the back end, it looks like a pretty simple system to set up. And if it's eligible, again, it'll be through your professional dashboard. So if you think you're eligible for the gifts and you want to start making a little bit of money on your Reels, check the dashboard, enable the option, and get to creating your reels and see what happens. Another way that Meta is giving you an option as a content creator to make a little bit of money with your Instagram account is through NFTs. And of course, NFTs are just about everywhere. They're blowing up all over the internet. You can find them in the Metaverse. You can find them just about anywhere. And now Instagram is launching an option for the content creator to actually create a NFT within the app, all from beginning to end. And then you're basically just going to offer them for sale right on your account. So when it comes to making money from your Instagram profile, that's just another option. You can create these unique little digital NFTs, and you can make them unique, or like I said, you can limit the numbers, and then you can sell them directly through the profile, giving you another option to make some money with your digital wallet. So that's just a couple of different ways that Instagram is allowing content creators to make a little bit of money with their profile. And I just want to talk a little bit about how what kind of exclusive content makes sense for the content creator as well as the viewer. You know, if you're a small business, say a business like a small shop, even brick and mortar shop, and you have a pretty good Instagram following, maybe for the exclusive content, you know, you charge $4.99 a month and you only give coupon codes or special discounts to those types of people that follow and pay on your Instagram account. It's one way to promote your business on one way, and then also it benefits your subscribers. So they charge, or they pay $4.99 a month, and maybe you offer them, you know, 2-10% off discounts at your place of business or your online store. That'd be like one way I can think of off the top of my head where a small business might use the new Instagram subscription feature to make a little bit of money and to kind of keep subscribers and future customers engaged with the account. Take like Nike's Instagram account, for example. You know, they probably have one of the most followers on Instagram as far as a business goes, and they could easily charge their subscribers any number of dollars, and maybe they are the first to know about a shoe that drops, or a new clothing line that is going to be available to certain stores or even stores near them, and then continue to offer that, you know, that discount, that 10%, 20% off of whatever the customer might be buying. But because there's an exclusive subscriber, they're going to see it before the rest of the public. I mean, that's a great way to kind of benefits both sides. So there is some give and take on the subscription option, subscription model. But it definitely is one way that you can take a look at that a little closer in terms of trying to make money through your Instagram account. Maybe you're an expert with health and fitness or beauty or in the fashion industry and those types of things. Then you can offer your subscribers behind the scenes look at, you know, how you take care of your makeup routine, or, you know, you can offer your subscribers specific health or fitness training through stories or reels or even live streams. You can offer, you know, for $4.99, maybe your subscribers get one live stream session per month. And then you go on live for 30 minutes and, you know, you kind of walk them through the benefits of your health or a fitness routine that makes sense. So there's a lot of different ways that you can use that Instagram feature. So like I said earlier, if you think it's something that would work for you and you want to know if you're eligible, you're just going to have to go into the app, click on your profile, your professional dashboard, and if you're eligible for subscriptions, it'll be there for you. So take a look at it and just kind of see what you can do, and you know, kind of keep the wheels turning on the ideas for your exclusive content. One of the nice things about the Instagram subscription model is it's similar to Patreon, but you only have one level. So the exclusive content just has to be something that the regular viewer or account follower can't have access to, versus like systems like Patreon where you're creating tiers and those types of things, and then you have to try to make sure you're making content for every specific tier. So coming up with a subscription price for your content can be kind of difficult, but just like with everything else, you let the market decide. So start somewhere, $4.99, $9.99, even a dollar, and just kind of see what happens. And as your subscription base grows, you can kind of adjust from there. And of course, base it on the exclusive content that you have. If you think you provide a lot more value, then up the price. So it's pretty simple. I think that's going to be it for now. Just a real quick episode. Just wanted to answer the question on whether or not you could really make money on Instagram. It looks like it's headed that way, and it's about time. There's a lot of talented content creators on Instagram, on TikTok, and businesses and stuff like that. So, you know, for those content creators, getting a little slice back for the time they spend on the platform is definitely something that's been taking way too long to figure out. So that's great for the content creators. And once again, thank you for listening. I hope you found the information helpful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing to get new content as I publish it, of course. I would love to continue this conversation on Twitter, where you can find me at A1Content. Otherwise, you can visit my website for more actionable digital marketing methods for your small business. You don't need to leave a review in your podcast app. However, I'd ask if you did find something useful on this podcast, please share it with another small business owner if you know one. And just let them know how you benefited from what you heard today. And just share the podcast with them. That would be all I could ask. I will see you next time.